KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 67 degrees. We look for cloudy skies here today in Atlantic with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms, a high around 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Well, flames consumed a garage last night here in Atlantic. The Atlantic Fire Department was called to the scene of the fire near 403 Birch Street just before midnight. When crews arrived, the structure was reportedly fully engulfed in flames. Fire Chief Mark McNeese said they would be looking into a cause of that fire this morning. Additional details are currently not available. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
An accident involving a motorcycle and a semi on Interstate 80 in Adair County resulted in an Ohio man being sent to the hospital late Thursday morning. The Iowa State Patrol says 60-year-old John L. Harris of Springfield, Ohio, was riding his 2012 motorcycle eastbound on Interstate 80 about a mile west of the Casey exit at around 11:10 a.m. As he was in the left lane passing a non-contact orange-colored semi, the semi moved into the side of Harris's cycle. And when he attempted to avoid a collision, Harris's cycle entered the median and went out of control and came to rest on its side in the median. Harris was transported to the Guthrie County Hospital by Adair Rescue. The patrol says the semi failed to stop and continued eastbound on I-80. The Iowa Department of Public Safety said Thursday that three men from Maryland have been charged in connection with the discovery Wednesday afternoon of marijuana in a vehicle following a traffic stop on Interstate 80 in Adair County. A state trooper discovered more than 50 pounds of marijuana after he pulled over a vehicle for a traffic violation just after noon on Wednesday. After approaching the vehicle to address the traffic violation, the state trooper smelled the odor of marijuana and asked the driver if he had marijuana in the vehicle. The driver, identified as 22-year-old John Fell from Quincy, Maryland, admitted to possessing marijuana. The trooper discovered more than 50 pounds of marijuana in the vehicle, and the subsequent investigation resulted in the arrest of Fell on charges that include possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, and prohibited acts. The passengers in his vehicle, 22-year-old Kevin Ciardi and 23-year-old Adam Salhaney, both of Weymouth, Maryland, were charged with conspiracy to commit a felony by delivering more than 50 pounds of marijuana. State troopers continue to participate in the investigation, along with the assistance of the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement. Officials of the Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center in Atlantic announced on Thursday that Lila Stevens, a provisionally licensed mental health counselor, has been hired to provide services. Karen Gard, LMHC, will continue to provide services to the CAM school district. Other therapists and counselors will be utilized depending on the demand for services. Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center has been providing school-based mental health services for a number of years to the CAM and Atlantic school districts. This past spring, an opportunity to expand services to other area school districts was identified, and the superintendents of Griswold, Audubon, and Exira EHK were contacted and agreed to participate. School-based mental health services are very similar to the outpatient mental health services provided at SWIMHC's main office. The therapist or counselor is assigned to the school district and will spend time on campus providing therapeutic services to children. Officials say a significant benefit is that children who would typically miss more than an hour of school a day to attend a session at the main office will now miss less than a half an hour but receive the same service. In addition, parents will not have to miss work to retrieve their child from school and then take them to the main office. For parents of children in school districts outside of Atlantic, this could mean not missing 2 to 3 hours of work, as well as saving in transportation costs. Any parent interested in having their child participate are encouraged to contact the Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center at 712-243-2606 or 800-458-4403 to begin the enrollment process. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reported the arrest Thursday of a Page County man on a warrant for simple assault. 34-year-old Jeremiah Hicks of College Springs was taken into custody on a warrant issued out of Union County, and he was being held in the Montgomery County Jail for Union County authorities on $300 bond. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Donna Paskey, age 83 of Carroll and formerly of Audubon, died Monday at St. Anthony's Regional Hospital in Carroll. Funeral services for Donna Paskey will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Anna Marie Hansen, age 84 of Elkhorn and formerly of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Homes in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Anna Hansen will be today at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Doris Brainerd, age 97 of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died July the 23rd at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Doris Brainerd will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Marion Carley, age 96 of Avoca, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Marion Carley will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Luss Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Marilyn Christensen, age 62 of Cherokee, died Wednesday at the Cherokee Regional Medical Center. Funeral services for Marilyn Christensen will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Cherokee. The Greenwood Schubert Funeral Home in Cherokee has arrangements. Dennis Eichner, age 58 of Orient, died Thursday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dennis Eichner are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Ralph Pierce, age 90 of Oakland, died Thursday at the Oakland Manor. Services for Ralph Pierce are pending at the Reekin Beath Funeral Home in Oakland. And Cheryl Marie Miller, age 66 of Defiance, died Tuesday. Private family services are planned for Cheryl Miller. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.